Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them, so that everyone will see your progress. The Word of God is the major instrument to make progress in life. Join God's Sabbath, Sonny Iulide of the Comforter Revival International Mission, as he brings the Word of God that is ordained for your progress. Welcome to the Comforter Hour of Process for Progress.
The Lord Jesus Christ. Tonight meeting will be studying, at the same time be sharing some experience. I trust God it will bless your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 23 and Proverbs 22 verse 4. The fear of the Lord turned death to life, and he that had it shall abide satisfied, or shall abide in satisfaction. He shall not be visited with evil. Proverbs 22 verse 4. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Glory to God. Success is what you attract by the person you become. Success, greatness, riches is what you attract by the person you become. Success, riches, greatness is what you attract by the person you become. And I pray that God will give us understanding to comprehend the reality of his spirit and of his life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the two scripture passages we read, the first one said in Proverbs 19:23, the fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that had him shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. Now, whatever happened to you today, your person determines whether you will attract it or repose it. Success is what you attract by the person you become. Since the day I had this, I began to work on myself than I work in the ministry. Because I realized that it is who you are or what you are that determines what you do and how you do it and why you are doing it. Do you get the point now? Success is what you attract by the person you become. If you throw magnet here, it attracts metal. But if you throw stone there, it won't attract anything. What is the difference? Magnet attracts metals because of what it is. Why stone refuses to attract? Because of what it is. It's as simple as that. Now, if we read the Bible very well, we are going to go over some passages, but I want to really dwell on it. Let's go to that Proverbs, that's 22 verse 4. It's a serious issue. Say, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. It means there's a person you become, that there are some things that will be attracted to you. Is that true? So this is the key we must really learn tonight. So instead of blaming government, or blaming your circumstances, or blaming your parents, no. Get back to working on yourself. This is the first thing. The value you were able to add to yourself will determine the value you will add to others. And the value you add to others will determine the reward that comes to you, whether in kind or in cash. Am I communicating now? Now, you see, this matter is a great matter I want us to really understand tonight. If you read your Bible very well and see it again and again, you realize that all the heroes in the Bible, they were persons who work on themselves very well. This invest time or invested enough time to work on themselves very, very well, so that they were able to do something great to please God and to bless people. Now, let's look at the example of Jesus, because our master is the master of all masters. In Matthew chapter 13, let's read verse 53 and 54 of Matthew chapter 13. And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these parables, he departed thence. 54. And when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished and said, whence has this man this wisdom and these mighty works? He taught them. And later Jesus explained his all his ways, that is where are his life and his spirit. So he was not just teaching people something. He was simply bringing out his life into them. That is, he understood what he was teaching the people. That what he's teaching them is what he has become. He was not trying to teach them something that he forget one day. No, he doesn't forget it. Do you get the point now? So now, your assignment in life must become you before you can really bless people in accordance to God's will. Am I communicating now? No. Can you give us NLT of this verse 54? Thank you very much. He returned to Nazareth, his hometown, when he taught there in the synagogue. Everyone was amazed and said, where does he get this wisdom and the power to do miracles? Because you see, today people are trying to tell you what they are not. They are trying to teach you what they don't know. No! That is not the way. What you have not become, you can never impart it. Oh my God, are you with me? You only impart what you have become. Why do you think that everybody runs to God today? Because of the person he is. He does not do evil to anybody. So everybody has to go to him. Why are people running away from Satan today? Because of his person. I pray that God will give us understanding tonight. Don't envy anybody. Become what God designed your life for. You will be shocked that great things will be attracted to you. Don't try to become Mr. A or Mr. B. No. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. What do they notice? The man just finished. They were astonished. Where did he have all this? Where did he get all this? And in John 6:63, he told us the secret. It is the spirit that quickened it. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirits and their life. The first things are whose spirit and whose life. They are his spirit and they are his life. First, let's say for example, before God decided to say, let him create anything, where was that thing he created from? It's within him. He simply brings out what is in him. And that's how he designed our lives. Because life is all about receiving and releasing. You can only release what you have received. You can't release more than what you have received. Am I communicating? Life, the simple meaning of life that I've learned is that it's all about receiving and releasing. If you are a good person, you will release the good thing. A good person cannot release bad thing. The same thing applicable. A bad person can never release good thing. Eh? Are we together tonight? Pray that this will bestow responsibility upon us. So that we'll be able to take action in what is ahead of us. Forget about your past. Past is past. It has gone. You can't find what has passed. The only thing you have now is your now and your future. Set you down. It's not yet late. Something can still take place in your life if you understand the principle of life. Do you understand? Say, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. And these are the three things that the whole world run after. Everybody wants honor. Abi? Why are politicians contesting for position so that they will honor them? Eh? They blow sign in and follow them. Say, it's the one coming. Then, what next? Riches. One life of power. Everywhere they will guide them for that period of 4 to 8 years in the office. But God tells us how to have them by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. It means your person determines what you attract. If you are a person that does not regard order, nobody will honor you. It's as simple, as that. Life is so simple. Do you get the point? Hallelujah. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. And the two is not what you learn. They are the person of God. You don't learn humility. Humility is a life that God placed in you. You only express it. You don't learn it. Huh? There is no school of learning humility. There is no university like that. Yes, sir. It's a person. You just bring it forth. Who humble himself? Who humble himself? It's a life. Huh? You don't learn it. Because you can't learn it. It's a life that is within you. And I want to tell you this, sincerely speaking. All what you need in life to become what God wants you to become is within you. It's not outside of you. They are all within you. Yes, sir. It's within you. It's within you. May God give us understanding. You know, when he was charging us, telling us on principle and all of this. See, let me tell you this. I have learned and I'm still learning. Life is a gift of trust from God. And I will not use my life as an experiment. It's so precious to God, I cannot allow my life to be used as an experiment. Because God designed it for a purpose, is that purpose I keep pursuing every day. Your life is so precious to God that for you to not be stable. No. We need to get it right. If you are to manufacture something, face it. Whatever God calls you to do, face it. I don't believe in all these Whether we like it or not, there is no everlasting man. Yes, sir. We only have everlasting God. The time will come here, age will catch up with you. And your body will quickly tell you, the spirit cannot carry the body anymore. What happened? You leave. And the funny thing is that you don't come another one. It's only one. What will you tell God that you use your life for? What will you tell God that people benefit from you? It's a question that you ask yourself every day. Each day I wake up in the morning, I say, Lord, why am I here? Why do you still allow me to be living up to now? What do you want to accomplish through my life? I don't want to die like that. No. When a child is born, people rejoice. When somebody dies, they cry. Check the two. Why are they rejoicing when they come? Liberator has come. Deliverer has come. You know, it is a waste. A big waste. To be asking questions when you are the answer. It's a waste. To be asking questions when you are the answer. Who will deliver in our country? You are the answer. Who will stop this evil? You are the answer. Stop asking such questions again. Huh? It is what? A waste to be asking questions when you are the answer. Are we together, please? I know some of the Bible passage doesn't make meaning to some people. It's not their fault. It is because of whom they are. Do you understand my point? I saw a woman preach one day. I watched, I listened. I said, woman, who were for? Who listened to that message? The senior pastor, all of them were there. As soon as the message was over, I said, thank you, sir. I am going. I didn't come out for the next 3 days. Lord, if nothing reasonable will come out of my life, I will not come out from here. You must make known to me where you are taking me to. And that changes my entire life. The rest that we watch it together, they laugh over it. They are still there. If nothing touches your life to take action, you are not living. Sorry. Responsibility simply means ability to respond to a challenge. How did the woman preach? Oh, the power of God move. Is that the reason why God allow you to listen? Eh? I said, not me. And I live my life like that. But it's good after this meeting. When they say good night, it is there and say good morning. You know? If it will not allow you to read, then pray. If it will not allow you to pray, think. If it will not allow you to think, then write. Something just have to follow it. Oh, the weather is this way. You begin to walk about. You are forgotten you are roasting away. No, I don't do that. And I don't compare myself with anybody. Because when you begin to compare yourself with another person, you say you are a fool. You don't get sense. Everybody is unique in his own. I want to charge you tonight. I want to challenge you that there is something great within you. And it's crying for manifestation. You must permit him to break forth. Don't forget this. Eh? It is a waste to be asking questions when you are the answer. So success is what you attract by the person you become. Success is what you attract by the person you become. Don't forget this. And there is no calling that is small. No calling that is great. All calling are great. The way you look at it. Eh? How did this man get wisdom? This wisdom and the mighty words they were asking. Jesus quickly expressed who he is. And they were amazed. Then the same life that manifested those great feats, it's the same life deposited into you and I. So what next? What will be your challenges? The apostles have no revelation. They have no epistle when they were walking. Huh? But now we have all. What will be your challenge? What is your excuse? What is your excuse? No excuse. Failure is not your portion. Don't make yourself one. But you must wake up. You must wake up. You must wake up. You must wake up. Are you getting the point now? By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Success is what you attract by the person you become. When you are a creative and constructive person, people will love to hire you. They will love to consult you. Am I communicating? Now, let's look at one story in the Bible. Very powerful story, and I want you to read it with clear understanding tonight. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 28. It is none of you will regret at your old age. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the man, Jeroboam, was a mighty man of valor. And Solomon, seeing the young man, that he was industrious, he made him ruler over all the charge of the house of Joseph. What brought that man to that honor? The person he became. They didn't like me. They don't want to do something with me. Improve on yourself. Are you hearing me now? And the man, Jeroboam, was a mighty man of valor. And Solomon, the wisest king, seeing the young man, that he was industrious, he made him ruler over all the charge of the house of Joseph. The question is that, is Jeroboam the only young person there? Why didn't the king see others and make them? They are not, no, they were not industrious. They were living for survival. They were not living to affect lives. Check it very well. Give us an entry of this same passage. Don't forget what we are dealing with today. Success is what you attract by the person you become. Riches is what you attract by the person you become. Greatness is what you attract by the person you become. Jeroboam was a very capable young man. And when Solomon saw how industrious he was, he put him in charge of the labor force for the tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh, the descendants of Joseph. Did that touch you now? No, even out in the recession, is there everyone that recession catch up with? In the day of Elisha, when the famine was so great that it came to the point of women are now killing their children to eat, Elisha was still enjoying his life. Why? He was industrious. He was capable. He wasn't just, hit and run. Check it very well. Check it very well. Do you hear what we read today? Did it challenge your heart? We are at the level we are today because of whom we are, what we have become. If we improve on yourself the more, honestly speaking, you will see other things happening to you. That is it. Huh? A waste, I want to become rich. A lazy person, I want to become rich. How will he become? Huh? How? He can't. He's only wishing. He's not working. What kind of wishing is that? No, sir. We need to get up. I congratulate all the youth, all the young people who are around here. They have a lot of opportunity to prepare. And I always tell people, don't try to manifest. Have enough. By the time they notice what you carry, they have no option that will give you space. We have seen that. That's what we are building up every day. Some are 80 years now, they are still relevant. But some are less than 40, they are not relevant. What is the problem? What is the secret? The person they become. See, honestly, sometimes you just sit down and reason. Say, Lord, how? Check the way Jesus became attractive to everything. 30 good years, he was busy building for what he wanted to manifest for 3.5 years. 30 good years, he was busy building it. At age 12, they noticed it. He said, it's not your time. Let me build him more. At age 12, they notice his wisdom, his understanding. Yes, he said, no, it's not your time. He began. But once he came out, they said everywhere they were looking for him. What do you think has happened? He was focused. He was intense. That he was intentional on what he's building. He wasn't just doing it, if I did this, we didn't work. Let me swap to this one. No. For you to become attracted to what God designed for your life, you must be focused and intense. Anything you are doing without intensity, you can't get any meaningful thing out of it. You want to read, you are reading intentionally. You want to pray intentionally. Everything, you know that you are doing it for a reason. Not just a casual, and let us pray. Because they say, let us pray. Let us study. They say, let us study. No. That's not how to get anything out of anything. You do it intentionally. You know, in those days when they are conducting interview, when they are out typing a CV, is not you write application. One thing they normally use in private sector then is that they bring your application. They check your application like this. They look. They look at the front and look at the back. Did they appear at the back? If you appear at the back, this person will do the work with all his heart. But when they know that the handwriting is fainting, this is how he will do the work faintly. They won't employ them. Maybe you didn't understand. When you see when they write, you open the back, you see the traces at the back. They say this person will do the work with all his heart. But the people that just wrote, even the handwriting cannot even, it's as if the biro is afraid of the book. You see, that's how the heart is. If you give him a job, he won't do it well. You are not with me. No, when I see the way people are talking to me, I'm watching the way it's coming out from, and now it's coming out. I say, it's alright. I know where I'm going. Eh? Learn wisdom. Old people get experience more than you. Learn from them. Learn. Jeremiah 6:16. I want you to be your anchor. Learn. The person is intentional in what he's dealing with. Resume 5 o'clock. Is there 4:30. Oh my God. Guy. Thus said the Lord. Stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? And walk therein. And you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. There is a path that the ancient men, they followed. And they attained God's greatness. See, look for it. Follow it. They say they will not. Since they say they will not, can you force anybody to do that? Let me tell you, every one of you listening to this, no success comes cheaply. Don't let any devil deceive you for that. Success is what to follow intentionally before he answer you. The door you don't knock will not be open. The one you knock, the person inside will answer you who's at the door. But the one you just stand by the door, you never knock it. Nobody will know whether you are there or not. Huh? Success is what you attract by the person you become. Check every great man in the Bible. They are workaholic. They are what? They work creatively. They work constructively. They work wisely. They are so loud for what they are pursuing. Not like one leg in, one leg out, one leg in. For how long? No. No, sir. When Brother Peter want to have one leg in, one leg out, Jesus quickly come. I didn't tell you to go and catch fish. I said, go and catch men. Go back. Today they deceive people. They say, Brother Paul is a tent maker. Was he making tent when he was in prison? So his tent he was making when he was writing all the epistles of it? Huh? They use that one so that they withdraw you from here. In this place, it won't be effective. In this side, it will not be effective. They put it into two. No. Don't. Your life is so precious to God. Do you understand my point? Eh? Learn to ask questions. When you meet a failure, ask him questions. Why are you like this, sir? He will tell you. Then you learn. What are you learning? You are learning how not to fail. Don't say it's a failure. I don't have anything to do with it. No! Ask him questions. When you see nonsense, remove the noun and take the sense. Nonsense? Remove the noun. Take the sense. Thank you. Sit down. Ask questions. Glory to God. Is God blessing someone now? Eh? Uh-huh. Don't do things because somebody else is doing it. Do it because God commanded you to do it. Do it because God commanded you to do it. I am bold enough to tell anybody, if you want to inquire some issues, maybe you are confused, come. I will tell you where to go. Don't come and meet me. When you come to meet me, I show you where they can easily show you. Because if I begin to teach you, you won't like what I will teach you. I will tell you, go there. Whatever I tell you, believe it. It's a gift. It's a calling. Don't try to dabble into what God didn't call you to do. Let everyone abide in his calling. Yes. Success is what you attract by the person you become. When you become a problem solver, people rush to you. And people will reward you. You were created by God, not for yourself, but to solve problems for others. That's why I say you are the salt of the head. Salt never benefit himself. Do you see salt? Say, you see, I taste them. Is that what you say? Salt is for others. Your life is for others. Huh? The meaning of life is to find your gift. And the purpose of life is to give your gift away to bless people. I repeat again. The meaning of life is to find your gift. And the purpose of life is to give the gift, your gift away to bless people. It is then that your life has meaning and purpose. All this time, a whole 1 week, the whole week, you don't see anybody you bless. You don't see anybody you encourage. You don't see anybody you steer up. Are they not people you see that they are downcast? That you can easily steer up and encourage them? I don't know the kind of this thing. Even while Joseph was in prison, he saw another two inmates there. He said, look, why are your countenance sad like this? A prisoner asking another prisoner, why are you like this? Who's supposed to be sad? He said, no. The environment was not take away the gift of God from me. That he solved their problem for them. And now became a channel through whom they know. So. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will not die. You will not die with what God has given you. We need to learn this. We just have to learn this. Without God, life have no purpose. And without purpose, life have no meaning. And without meaning, life have no significance. Without God, life have no purpose. Without purpose, life have no meaning. Without meaning, life have no significance. Success, greatness, riches and wealth is what you attract by the person you become. By the person you become. By the person you become. You shall know them by their fruit, by their person. This word is coming out of you to other that determine whether they will respect you or not. Glory to God. I say glory to God. I say glory to God. Are you getting blessed? Are you learning something tonight? So you are not empty. God placed something in you to deliver your generation with. Identify it. Discover it. Develop it. And deploy it. Definitely, you will arrive at your God-given destination in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Success is what you attract by the person you become. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. It means something will be attracted to you when what you ought to do is in place. This is how it works. This is exactly how this matter works. And the person you give attention to determines the person that will give you direction. So, if you give attention to God, He will give you direction. If you give attention to the world will give you direction. If you give attention to the devil will give you direction. So, meditation means the attention. The person you pay attention to. The person you love, you think of. Glory to God. You will be successful. You were made to be successful. But there are principles Only the person of Jesus have the capacity to practice the principle of Jesus. So the principle are there, but the person is the one to practice the principle of Jesus. So something is going on within you now. About to take action. I pray action will be taken. What you have not become, you can't attract what you have not become. It's an attraction. Those who were asking, how will many people come? How will thousands come to listen? Say, don't look for the people. It is you. Then we began. And we are seeing it today. Do you understand my point? So everybody wants to be successful. But the challenge is today, they don't know how to be successful. That's why we are teaching you the key to this matter. The key to this matter. I read the story of a wealthy man. He says he's not looking for things. How he got to where he is. He went and he said, he never looked for things. I said, what is he now looking for? How did he get him? He said he looked for ideas to bless people. So when his idea is blessing people, then things come. Poor people look for money. Poor people, they look for money. Rich people, they look for things. Wealthy people, they look for ideas. Anywhere idea is, they can go anywhere, so they can go there to get it. But you see, poor people, how to get naira and dollars? They can kill, they can do anything to get it. Money, 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 money. No. Keep blessing people. Just keep blessing people. Keep transforming people's life. You will realize that money will just keep coming to you. Don't look for money. Look for whom to bless. Look for whom to impart positively. Then watch out what happens. That is it. Hallelujah. You see, it's sin to look for money. I didn't say it's sin, but Jesus tell you what you should look for. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will be harder. When you are looking for how to impact people positively, then this thing will be harder to you. It's an additional. House will be harder. What to eat, what to wear, what to ride, all of these things will come. But that is not what you should be looking for. But today they have reversed it. No, sir. That's not it. One thing with money, if you keep pursuing money, you will never get it. As we are running, it's running. As we are running, it's running. But the kingdom of God never run. When you pursue God's kingdom, you grab it, then what happened? So that is what I have for you today. Hello. Were you told that Jesus was looking for money? What was he looking for? How to impact people with what God has deposited in his life. He was busy with all this. And when people saw manifestation, they began to give him something. And he appointed one brother. He doesn't know how much is in the account. The brother was just doing what he liked with it. How did they end up? Those who pursue money doesn't end well. Yes, sir. It's in the Bible. And I came to realize that what you love is what to pursue. You see this person dying of something? And you have the idea on how to solve that problem? Go there. Don't think of what it's going to give you. It is more blessed to give than to receive. But today, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. That's the no. You are not saying, give me space to give you something. Give me place to give you something. What do I have to give to people? What do I have to bless people with today? People are not thinking of that today. But the message that Jesus gave us is, go and look for whom to affect positively with what I have given you. If you love me, yes. Do you really love me? Say yes. Feed mine with what I have given you. Then as you keep feeding them, then what will we eat? What will we wear? What will we write? Will come to you. This is the key. Let's read the last passage before we pray together. I will release it on the gutter so that you go and think on what you have heard. You don't go and sleep tonight without thinking of this message. To bless your life. Genesis chapter 12. Verse 1, 2, and 2 and 3. Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Why did God bless us? So that you bless others. That's the key. God didn't bless you to pocket it. He didn't bless you to silence it. They say, if we share what we have received with people, they will understand and do better. Are you not happy? When you have many people around you that they have tapped from what God gave to you and they are doing well. You should be happy. You can dance to them any day, any time and say, oh, this is my brother, this is my sister. That's how it should be. I tell people again and again, anything you conceive that God give you and you are afraid of sharing with others, you are a greedy person. That is not the life of Jesus. Jesus said, all that the Father has given him, he has made known to his followers. All, not few. Have you read such Bible passage before? Any leader that is not ready to show you how he got to where he is not a leader. Because the aim and objective is to duplicate yourself in the people you are leading. It's not to turn them to followers forever. It's to turn them to what? To leaders and agents of transformation. It's then you get honor. Jesus said, all that the Father has made known unto him, he has not had hidden anything. He has made them known to his followers. That's why they perform well. If it is some of us today, this Bible will not be written. As if the other side, it will be better. No. If that is the only passage you go back home to tonight, that there is something in me, look for whom to share with. You are enjoying divine health. Share with others. I had a testimony to know this is a thing that make me happy. I had a testimony today, I was so happy. Someone has high BP or I don't know what they call it. And they heard of our message. As we commit the confession, got the message. Confess. After a while, he went back to the hospital. The doctor said, this God that you are serving, go and continue with it. And the person has never come here before. What is that? Positive influence. Continuously making that confession and the sickness, the devil leave. He left. And you know, of course, he will share with another person. That's how the thing will be going. Now what do I just forget? I don't want anybody to see. Let me cover it. Cover what? You have not gotten anything. Anything you are covering, he has not entered you. It is still outside. You too have not gotten it. That's why you are covering it. If today you have grabbed it, you have conceived it, you'll be looking for. Is there any woman that is pregnant that doesn't want to deliver? Huh? No. Is there any woman that is pregnant? What will he be praying for? 9 months, oh Lord, let 9 months come, oh, let, so that we bring out what is in me. You can never see a pregnant woman that all his prayer, all our prayer is that 9 months, I'm going to deliver safely. And when the thing now increased to 10 months, what happened? It stopped. But God's vision in the heart of many is up to 30 something years. Yet they are not disturbed. You should be disturbed. Glory to God. John 15, verse 14 and 15 now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. John 15, verse 14 and 15. Ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. That's the leader. That's the kind of leader, the kind of person you should become. And you know, of course, everybody, you are a leader in one way or the other. If you are the firstborn in the family, you have 2, 3, 4, 5 younger ones. Who are you? Everyone, they're a leader. Put them through. Show them how God has helped you to where you are. Show them this is the way. This is how it works. Look at what Jesus said. All things that he has heard of the Father, he never hid them. He have made known unto you. But there is one thing I noticed. There is a choice. You may decide to say you don't need it. And you may decide to say you need it. What is your decision today? You are not answering me. I'm asking you a question. What is your decision today? Stop looking after sources. Build capacity within. Build capacity within. Build capacity within. Build capacity within you. So when the capacity within you started coming out, people have no option that will listen to you. And when they listen to you and it's blessing their life, they will give you a reward. Reward may come in kind. It may come in cash. It may come in time of honor. All these things has to come. Make it your aim today that you were created by God to solve problems. Not all problems. There are some specific problems that God has given to you. Design your life to solve. Discover it, locate it, find it, and begin to do it. And it shall be well with you.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.